It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The SEC gives social media the thumbs up.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Wednesday, the 3rd of April. And in a move that could change the way companies communicate with their investors, the Securities and Exchange Commission has ruled that executives can use sites like Twitter and Facebook to release important news. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
When Netflix exceeded 1 billion hours viewed last summer, it posted the news on Facebook. That drove the company's stock higher, which drew the attention of regulators. The problem here for the SEC, says Peter Cohen of the venture capital firm Cohen & Associates, is that not every investor is on Facebook.
Their concern was that some investors would be getting information over Twitter or Facebook that other investors wouldn't get, and that would lead to unequal disclosure of information and make the markets less fair.
The SEC ruling potentially clears that up. Now, companies must tell investors which sites they'll use to release corporate news. There's some fear that firms will use multiple social media sites, forcing stockholders to scour the internet to keep up. But Chris Whalen with Carrington Investment Services expects the issue to sort itself out.
So there's all sorts of different ways that investors get information. I think the SEC has just recognized that fact, that evolution.
Whalen says, if anything, more investors are likely to check Twitter and Facebook for news than some corporate website. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
This morning, the agribusiness giant Monsanto said it made a profit of $1.5 billion last quarter thanks to strong results in its global corn business. The company has also been cashing in recently by selling its genetically engineered seeds and other products to farmers in Latin America. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
The old image of the Latin American subsistence farmer isn't dead, but it's dated. Big high-tech farms are rising all over the region and changing the face of Latin farming, especially in Brazil and Argentina. James Stearns is a University of Florida agricultural economist.
Parallel to that traditional agriculture, you do see an emerging agribusiness sector where you're able to take advantage of technological advances.
Monsanto develops and sells those technological advances. Growing Latin American agriculture means new customers for its products.
Soybean seed, corn seed, weed protection chemicals.
Alan Featherstone is an agricultural economics professor at Kansas State. Latin American farmers want to get more out of their fields and to sell globally, so they're investing in American farming technology to boost production.
All the inputs that are being used in U.S. agriculture are now being adopted and used in Latin American agriculture.
It's not just Monsanto. The Latin farming boom is also lifting other food technology companies, as well as makers of tractors and heavy equipment. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Usually, when there's an economic crisis, a big one, investors flock to the safety of gold or government bonds in the U.S. But when things got crazy in the last couple weeks in Cyprus, it was something called Bitcoin that surged in value. Christopher Vecchio is a currency analyst with Daily FX, and he joins me now here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what is Bitcoin, first of all, for people who have not been following this?
Bitcoin is this open electronic currency that is online right now. It is unregulated, and there is no centralized exchange but for this P2P transfer system that's
person to person.
Exactly. It's known as Mount GeoX, and it's where you can buy and sell bitcoins right now.
But can you do anything with the bitcoins that you have? Can you buy anything with them?
Well, in some countries, especially in Europe, there is some mode of transaction for you to exchange these bitcoins for items of real substance. But at the end of the day, bitcoin's use in real terms to, say, buy groceries or pay the rent is extremely limited.
So otherwise, you're just gambling with it. You're just basically buying at a certain level and selling at another level.
You know, essentially, that's how I view it right now. Because it's unregulated and there's no fine-tooth comb that has gone through the efficacy of this as an investment vehicle, to me, or more or less, you might as well be betting on the Knicks Heat game.
Now, it's gone way up. Why is it spiking so much right now?
Well, part of me thinks that Bitcoin has a discernible value because of what's going on in Europe. With these capital controls in place, there is a need for an alternative investment vehicle to transfer wealth, and bitcoins are serving as that medium of transaction right now.
Just like gold would.
Sure, but gold is used more or less in a barter system. Bitcoins are easily transferable because it's all electronic.
Is it mostly techies that are into this?
Yeah. You know, I was talking with my dad the other day. I'd mentioned bitcoins to him and he had no clue what I was talking about. And yet, you know, I talked to my little brother and he knows all about Bitcoin. And so really it's a generational thing. It's more of the currency for the hacktivists, if you will, people who are heavily involved in technology and on the cutting edge of computing.
So the big question for the people who are really into this is, are we in a bubble, a Bitcoin bubble right now?
I absolutely think so. I think that as we get more regulation looking at Bitcoin, I think that's when its value is going to really take a hit. We really need to consider the fact that this is more or less just, again, a gamble. It's not really anything that you'd want to put your money in because it's not that flexible and, quite frankly, it's not that transparent.
Any sense it's going to be regulated anytime soon?
I imagine that as it gains popularity, it will be regulated very closely because it is serving as a bit of a counterparty or even a move against the U.S. dollar and the euro.
Christopher Vecchio, currency analyst for Daily FX. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So if you were looking for a safe haven for your money, would you go with bitcoins, gold, U.S. government bonds, or a standard savings account? Go to the APM Marketplace Facebook page right now and cast your vote. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.